This is the Wall Street Update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. Well, despite that obvious seriousness, that data breach didn't seem to bother investors on Wall Street. Yahoo's share price ended the day hardly changed. So why was that? I asked Carrie Lay at Decision Economics in New York.
I guess I would argue that unless there was some potential tie to credit cards or potential lawsuits, when a bank has this kind of problem, it's big news because I would assume that they are susceptible to claims from their clients. But in the case of Yahoo, if you lose your personal information, as important as that may be, it may not be a financial event that leads to litigation. So I think it's one of those things that this is an old story. Everybody's being hacked. Sadly, some of the smartest brains in computing are trying to hack your account, and it's kind of like punching against a tidal wave coming into you. There's not too much you can do.
And more broadly, it was a pretty good day for shares on Wall Street. The Dow was higher. What was behind that?
There is not that much going on other than sort of an afterglow from the fact that the Fed refrained from hiking rates. In their statement yesterday, they said they're prepared to do it. Things are getting better, but they would prefer to defer to a later in the year and perhaps also stay out of the way of the election. So investors have upcoming third quarter earnings to chew on in 3 weeks, and they also obviously have a tightening presidential election with one of the starkest choices of candidates one can think of in well over 100 years. So market didn't care all about that. It just said the Fed has yet to hike rates, and low rates are favorable for the marketplace, and so the market did better.